Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I'm gonna come in hot, John.
Come in hot.
So I'm gonna come in hot here right now, and I'm gonna start this thing off as the Astros season is about 5 hours away. We're at Tom's Watch Bar. I think that there is someone down the street that is facing more pressure than perhaps we even anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
Who?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Who?
That would be Joe Espada.
100%.
Yeah.
And this is the unique thing about heading into this Astros season. There's a lot of question marks that we'll get into when it comes to the Stros and all that type of stuff. But for me, I think this is a unique situation. And there's a lot of layers to it. But this is a unique situation where the Rockets and Texans are actually kind of setting the standard for the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at what D'Amico Ryans did in his first year. You look at what M.A. Udoka is already doing in his first year. And they've made immediate impacts.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Espada, the final piece of the big three, he's making his debut today. And I don't want to say the bar is high because it's a different situation. It's perhaps easier to go into the situation D'Amico and Udoka went into where there's lower expectations and you're able to kind of crawl. But with Joe Espada has taken over a squad that's made 8 straight ALCSs. They have a World Series pedigree, and he's in his first year. It almost feels like he's got to make some sort of impact, because right now, if you mention the name D'Amico Ryans, you mention the name M.A. Udoka, it generates a lot of excitement. We don't know much about Joe Espada and what the hell he's going to do.
Well, and here's the other thing that I think the reason I feel like, I'm not going to say a no-win situation, but boy, he's close to a no-win situation, because it's what you inherit. Let's fire all three coaches. Let's fire D'Amico Ryans, M.A. Udoka, and Joe Espada.
Jeez.
I mean, not Joe Espada. Let's say Dusty retires, okay?
Okay.
Let's say they're all fired. What you're inheriting with the Rockets is a really good thing, the next coach. Like, it's already, you got young talent. You know, it's kind of a team on the rise. You've got some things, you know, there was disappointments earlier, so you can get better. What you're inheriting if D'Amico Ryans suddenly gets fired is C.J. Stroud and a lot of young talent and some draft picks in the next couple of rounds. What he inherited, it's hard to improve on. And because even Dusty, when he was, you know, coming in, he could improve on a lot because of the scandal. You know, everything, you know, he was like, he could be a savior. Joe Espada cannot. You know,
it's really kind of a World Series or bust type of situation.
Yeah,
and also, I think you have an aging core.
Yes.
That it's still, the standard is the standard, but if you take a step back, like the Astros naturally taking a step back wouldn't be as a result of the manager.
No, because there's also more questions. Like, you know what you're getting with C.J. Stroud. You don't get the Rockets. You don't know what Kyle Tucker's situation is. You don't know what Alex Bregman's situation is. You don't know about Verlander's future. You don't know about a lot of things with his pitching staff. Some of the young guys, the farm system is depleted. So, like, what he's inheriting, obviously anyone would take this job because of the here and now, because you got a chance to win again. But in terms of, like, hey, Joe Espada, he's going to be remembered as one of the greatest managers. It's almost impossible for him to be remembered as a great manager, you know, to be because of what A.J. Hinch did, because of what Dusty did, and because this team is going to transform itself in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this is an interesting feel going into opening day. You're excited. The expectations aren't low. But, I mean, there is a lot of question marks. This is perhaps, I would say, the most question marks. And I don't count 2020. 2020 was weird.
Yeah.
But this is a lot. There's a lot of question marks right now about this squad and what exactly they are and aren't going to be. You have the situation with Verlander. Framber Valdez last year was an absolute roller coaster. So this is, I don't want to say it's.
It's
there's
almost,
not reason for optimism. It's different than what we've become accustomed to during this golden age of Astros baseball.
No, there is absolutely a reason for optimism. Absolutely. What I'm saying is, for when it comes to Joe Espada, what's he really going to be as a legacy? It's going to be hard for him to have one.
We're at Tom's Watch Bar. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We parked right by Toyota Center. Come by, say hi. I'm looking up at one of these lovely screens, and we got Mad Dog Russo on MLB Network already filling out his MLB bracket.
Yeah, he's got.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, where do you see the Astros? The Astros up here?
Yeah, the Astros get to the ALCS again. He's got Baltimore winning the World Series.
All right.
What are we doing though?
Yeah, why not, man?
I mean, come on.
It's bracket time. It's bracket season. By the way, if you're more into the brackets and the games today, this is a sweet spot.
No, this is a nice setup, man.
To watch some hoops.
This
man.
Is a very, very nice setup out here. They got a lot going on. They got about four bars, a lot of TVs, big TVs, and we'll have the Stros on at three. Also got some specials. They got a drink called Bang the Trash Can.
All right.
Which is vodka and Red Bull.
You got to run into it.
Vodka and Red Bull, flavor of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Yankee Tears, which is a margarita with spicy tequila.
All right.
They got the Ride the Train, which is a shot of Fireball and Red Bull, flavor of your choice.
Excuse me?
That's the train. Ride the Train.
Oh, okay.
And then we got Dome Shot, shot of tequila and Red Bull, flavor of your choice. So the theme is just liquor with the Red Bull flavor of your choice.
Yeah.
Yankees, not a bad theme.
Yankees Tears sounds good. And Figgy's here. He's got his baseball on.
Yeah, he's got his hockey jersey on.
Is that hockey?
Yeah, it's a hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an Astros hockey jersey.
What do you think? Shout out to the wife for making it, man.
She made it?
She made it.
Number 00?
Yeah. I should have told her to put number one or something. But.
That's good. A hockey jersey with Astros.
So 8-year run for the Astros right now, is the expectations for the Astros, is it ALCS? What are we expecting here? I really don't have just win the division and get in the playoffs for me. I've lowered my expectations.
Yeah, I don't think most people have. I wouldn't be surprised if they win the division and get the playoffs and that's it. But I think the only way you're going to be satisfied as an Astros fan is an ALCS appearance. Like, that's the only thing that you're going to say. I mean, come on. You've been spoiled with this squad. And I just feel like, and I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here because I've said this two or three times already, but I feel like you've got to capture it now, man. You've got to make the most of what you can
do. I feel
like
we've been saying that for a long time.
But it's different now,
but
man.
It's been being said for a long time.
It has
time
been
now.
Being said, not by us, not by me.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've talked about windows and all
Sure.
We've been saying that for a damn long time.
Well, the window has been closing for a couple of years, and they've been able to really manage it. And that's a shout-out to Jim Crane for able to do that. But in terms of, like, now you look at this squad – and you're like, okay, you better get it done ASAP. I don't even know.
ASAP?
ASAP.
It's a long season, buddy.
This year. can you guarantee me that Bregman and Tucker are going to be back?
I can't make any guarantees, sir.
Exactly. Well, Tucker, I mean.
Well, Tucker will be back. He's still got arbitration.
He's still got one more year. But still, he won't be happy if he doesn't get that extension. And they said just a few days ago that they're not sure still, you know, on that. Bregman said they haven't even approached him with a contract.
Are the Yankees the biggest attraction in town, the biggest opposing attraction that could possibly arrive in Houston? Because I still think the answer is yes. If you factor in, I mean, maybe the Cowboys against the Texans because that generates a lot of emotion. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen every year. That's not an annual event.
Yeah.
Yankees, that's the main attraction when it comes to teams coming into town, right?
Right now, for sure. I mean, in the coming years, it could be Spurs. Rockets and Wembanyama. No, I'm serious, because there was a long stretch when it was Rockets Spurs was what it was all about.
Oh my!
But that died. But let's see what Wembanyama does. Let's see what the Rockets do in the coming years. But no, for now, absolutely the Yankees.
Come on, man, Spurs. No,
it's absolutely,
I mean, come on,
100%.
How many games they won? 12.
I believe I said.
Have they hit 20 yet?
I believe I said in the coming years.
Yeah, that's a long way away.
Yeah, maybe two.
Yeah, well,
maybe
we'll
two.
See. How many dubs is that? Goodness gracious! We're live at Tom's Watch Bar, Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig with you. You were talking about 8-year things. I don't know what exactly you were talking about. You
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You asked the question, what have people done in 8 years?
Yeah, what have you done? What have you done 8 consecutive years?
Nobody's done anything for 8 consecutive years. That's impossible. What?
Worked here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that counts. Yeah.
Been married.
As far as a job, yeah. 8 years, nah. There hasn't been much that I've done 8 years. I think I've been here, yeah, I'm 8 years
this
now.
This is your 8th year?
Yeah, 8th year, yeah.
Well, outside of college, is there anything else you've done for 8 years in a row?
No. Absolutely not.
So have you ever had a job 8 years in a row?
What do you mean, like the same one?
Yeah. This will be it, right?
I had one for 6.5, 7, but that, yeah.
That's not 8.
Yeah.
Have you ever stuck to a New Year's resolution for
no.
8 months in
no.
a row?
No.
Figgy?
No.
Nah, I didn't.
No.
Nah.
No.
Have you ever stuck to the same exercise regime?
No.
For 8 years in a row?
No.
Nah.
So it's hard to do things 8 years in a row, man, much less 162 games and the Astros and the playoffs and everything else.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's been a long time. When mm-hmm. when you kind of look back at it and you look at where they were, when this whole thing started, it was before there was no Verlander. It was Hurricane Harvey. I mean, it was during Hurricane Harvey, and then you have this 8-year stretch, which is why I'm kind of pushing back the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I would dismiss any possibility. I just don't want to – I want to be fair to the Astros and just say, just win the division, get in the playoffs, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
That's what I think it's going to look like. I was surprised yesterday that Adam Spillane doesn't seem as excited about this bullpen as I am.
He's more – I think it's as a result of the question marks with the starting pitching.
Yeah, but doesn't the fact that you have a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning guy
– Absolutely.
Doesn't the fact that you have that lower what you need from the starting pitching?
Yeah, and you can mix and match behind a struggling starter with other guys. Now, his other point was the other relievers aren't proven, which that's fair. So if you do have to go to that, you know, one thing I'd like for the Astros to do is just stay with a six-man rotation for that reason. Get some guys some rest. You have another guy that can maybe get some innings on his arm.
Do they have six guys right now?
I think they have five, don't they, to start the year?
Yeah, but do they have
– Well, do they have
– Do they have five guys, really?
Let's see what Blanco is.
France.
Hunter Brown, France. Then you can maybe, you know, switch to that. But Joe Espada, we don't really know, and that's one of the points I'm going to bring up in a little bit. Like, what is Joe Espada?
Supposedly he's crazy.
Well, I don't know about crazy.
Supposedly he's pretty intense and pretty crazy.
Intense.
Get tossed, man. That would be I want to see some ejections, man.
Spillane was talking about like he might have multiple ejections.
Yeah, might have a little attitude.
Yeah, might have multiple ejects. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. But also like some of the things that we questioned Dusty on, you know, what are going to be the questions? I said this about D'Amico Ryans and I was wrong. There's going to be something that's going to be a blind spot. There's going to be something that's going to be an adjustment.
The other thing for me, though, does a manager really have to do as much? Like that, I don't want to just completely dismiss and act like it's not a relevant thing, but like we talked about D'Amico Ryans and we talked about Ime Udoka. I think even the most hardcore baseball fan, unless you really just want to try to be a hardo, you can admit that it's more difficult to coach basketball and football than it is manage a baseball game.
Yeah, but it's much more difficult, like much more difficult for 162 games to manage a clubhouse. Like it's an organism.
But a clubhouse like this,
it manages itself a lot.
Yeah,
it manages itself a lot. But clubhouses are like that's the best word I can come up with, an organism. You have to be able to know
was
what
it science class
kind of you have to know which attitudes and personalities respond the best to which things. There's going to be obviously slumps and there's going to be arguments and there's going to be and you have to be more of a manager of people.
Why do we call it a clubhouse still?
I don't know. I stick to it.
It's a locker room, man.
I stick to it because they get
it's a locker room.
They get upset if you call it a locker
room. I know, but it's a locker room.
They get upset if you call the manager a coach.
Clubhouse is something your daughter has in her backyard at five.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Or a name of a strip club. Or a clubhouse? What?
They have a show on Disney.
It's a locker room,
Mickey
man.
Mickey Mouse
Clubhouse. We got to quit calling it. We've got to progress to where we're not calling this a clubhouse.
Okay, let me know when, because I'm going to keep calling it
a
clubhouse.
You're talking about baseball, man.
Because they get upset if you don't call it a clubhouse. I, by the way, Bobby Valentine, early in my career, jumped my stuff when I accidentally called him a coach. He was so thin-skinned. And I was like, I was interviewing him for something. He's like, so, coach. And he goes, who? I was like, bro.
Why is it a manager, too? That's the other thing. What are we managing?
Yeah, I was like, skipper, skip, manager, what do you prefer? he was like legit mad. He goes, who? Like, okay, sorry.
Like, all right, buddy.
I'm a manager.
Listen here, buddy.
I'm managing the clubhouse.
He's managing the clubhouse.
We got to get this back to being called a locker room. I mean, we've all done it. It's been called the clubhouse for a long time. It's a locker room.
It is a locker room.
Clubhouse.
But it's a clubhouse.
My gosh.
Yeah.
This guy's good in the clubhouse. You know what's going to happen, too, that's really going to bother me? Mm-hmm. Is that the Astros naturally have rotation problems.
Mm-hmm.
And Verlander's gotten older. Fromber was a roller coaster wreck last year. And whenever they have a bad outing, if they have a bad stretch, boy, they could really use Maldi.
Yeah.
Boy, they could really use Maldonado.
Yeah, that's going to be
Maldi could call a hell of a game here.
You realize that is absolutely true. Like that's going to be, if they struggle, if they fall into a slump, well, Maldi could have got these guys out of the funk.
Dusty
they
used
can't
to
blame Dusty.
Yeah.
Dusty used to give Maldi credit for everything.
Everything.
Everything. And now there's no Maldi, which, man, I do wonder what Diaz is going to do full-time. The catching position is going to be interesting. It's going to be wild to see. By the way, tomorrow, just a warning for all the people. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. It's on Apple TV. So, so tomorrow's game.
Oh wow!
If you're on an Astros high right now,
this is stupid.
It's on Apple TV, man. And I
what y'all know this is the game on.
I sympathize with you. I I don't get it.
Get used to it.
This isn't quite like Peacock or anything like that.
Why the MLB doing there?
Yeah, Apple TV is the game. So a lot of people probably won't be able to watch the ball game tomorrow, unless they've changed something to that. I'm pretty sure once Apple TV has it, it's not on.
I think so. Now, I don't know if they still show it on their.
I don't think so. They didn't last year.
Yeah.
Unless they change it. I just saw the Apple TV, man. Right, who has Apple TV?
We have it, but I don't even watch shows on it.
What's even on Apple TV?
Well, that's where Ted Lasso was. That's why we got it.
Morning show.
Oh, the morning show. My wife likes that. I never got into it.
There's like three shows.
Is that Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Didn't she
We got it because of Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ted Lasso, how did you buy it? Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
So this is worth the purchase.
You know what's funny is I still scroll when you're scrolling trying to find something on TV. I still go to Apple TV and, well, that sucks. No, yes, that sucks. No, I mean, there's not a lot of good stuff on Apple TV that I can get into.
I wish that with all the stuff, I get that it's easier, but I kind of miss the because you still say it, and I'm like, you're not doing that.
What?
You say channel surfing. You're not channel surfing.
No, you're really
You're
not.
Browsing the guide.
You're app surfing.
Yeah, but, but channel surfing used to be
used
to be a thrill. But now, if it were possible, I'd do it, but it, loads.
Remember when you had the box with, 180 channels?
Yeah,
and you're just click, click,
you're
click,
just,
click,
you're
click,
just
click.
going through trying to find something?
Remember the TV guide?
TV guide used to go in, man.
Scroll off slow.
Remember the boxes with the buttons?
Yeah.
And you go, this is 12 through 18. This is 30 through 39. They're like, oh my god!
You get that TV guide. You get that TV guide, and you're like highlighting what you want to watch, before, and going through and trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
man.
And now we have Apple TV.
It used to be a commitment, and I don't know what the hell Apple TV really is, but it's one of many things coming up. There's a clue that the Texans gave us 2 weeks ago, and I feel like an absolute moron for not picking up on this clue because I think it will tell us what Nick and D'Amico are thinking on draft day 1 month from today. In the Loop continues live from Tom's Watch Bar next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.